You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. I had to pause for a second. It's January the 3rd, but I forgot like the day of the week. Don't make fun of me. Because most people who cover NBA beat, if you ask us the day of the week, or even the players or, you know, people affiliated with the team, we always say, I don't know. I don't know the day of the week. Nor will I know or remember where I was at 2 days ago. Once I get home later on this afternoon, it's just how it is. But I do remember what happened last night. Last night, the 76ers defeated the Phoenix Suns 132-127 here at Talking Stick Resort Arena. You know, it was the Sixers' fifth and final game of their road trip. I can't call it all a West Coast road trip because they started off in Boston. From Boston, they went to Utah. From Utah, they went to Portland. From Portland, they went to L.A. where they played the Clippers 2 days ago. And last night, they defeated the Phoenix Suns. See, I told you, sometimes I forget. But they defeated the Phoenix Suns. It was a night where Joel Embiid was a beast. You know, Embiid had 42 points, 18 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. All of those were game highs. He also had 4 turnovers, which was a team high for the Sixers. But hey, man, I'm telling you, when you got a guy giving you 42 and 18, 3 steals and 2 blocks, 4 turnovers doesn't matter. They don't matter. They don't matter at all. He had a great performance. You know, so I want to talk about 3 things. I want to talk about Joel Embiid. I want to talk about why, in my opinion, this is his team. I know there's Ben Simmons, there's Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick, but the 76ers are Joel Embiid's team. I'm going to talk about that in the first segment. The second segment, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, Ben Simmons. You know, talk about how I believe that in this game, this was the best game that I saw Ben and Joel play together as a group. The best one. The best one. And thirdly, I want to talk about the Sixers bench. And, you know, just give some tidbits, you know, a little bit about, you know, this trip. Just like, you know, give you guys some insight on the life of a beat writer. I did that before. Hope I don't bore you guys. But, you know, sometimes I just want to go outside the X and O's a little bit. But look, let's talk about Embiid. And this is what I mean. This is without a doubt Joel Embiid's team. He once again approved that he's the vital player to the 76ers' success in the last 3 games, right? The All-Star center averaged 35 points, 18.5 rebounds, and 18.5 rebounds as the Sixers won road games against the Suns and Los Angeles Clippers by an average of 5.5 points. Think about this, y'all. This guy had to average 35 points and 18.5 rebounds in order for the Sixers to win 2 close games. However, he missed Sunday's game against the Portland Trailblazers, right? And the Sixers lost by 34. I mean, right then and there, I don't think I need to explain anymore why he's vital. I mean, I think that, you know, things need to run through him. Now, again, the Sixers have 4 legitimate players. You know, and I'm not, this not a knock against anyone else on the roster. I mean, they have other players. But we all know that the Sixers have four players who lead them. You have the three stars in Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler, and Joel Embiid. And then you have one of the league's top three-point shooters in J.J. Redick, a guy who you always have to have a guy on. You know what I mean? J.J. Redick is the type of dude that, you know, he can miss 12 straight threes or 12 straight shots, but you know that you have to have someone guarding him at all times because you don't want him to make 13th shot, the 14th shot, the 15th shot, the 16th shot. I mean, that's just how it is. He demands that type of respect. You know, Jimmy Butler likes getting to the basket. He's a four-time All-Star. You know, he won two game winners for the Sixers. He's a guy that, he's a closer, a guy that you want, you know, closing out games for you. Ben Simmons, the, you know, last season's Rookie of the Year. You know, here's a guy who has great vision. He's a matchup nightmare when he's in transition because he's so big, he's so strong. I mean, the guy is 6'10", and he runs like a deer. You know, Ben Simmons is the type of guy, I honestly believe, if he was playing football, if he was playing baseball, if he was playing any other sport, he would be a professional. That's how great of an athlete he is. I mean, you cannot knock that. You can't knock it. I mean, you can't take anything away from him. I also believe that Ben Simmons has yet to scratch the surface on how good he's going to be. You know, we all know about his shooting. But I don't think he scratched the surface. Once he gets that, he's going to be unguardable. However, this is Joel Embiid's team. I don't want to be a cliche, but he is the straw that stirs the drink. I was cliche, but he is. I mean, think about it. Things run through him. I mean, you know, right now, the fact that Ben Simmons isn't a good shooter out from the outside, you know, they have Embiid playing in a high post. They have things running through him. You know, he gets to the foul line. He gets other guys in foul trouble. And as good as Jimmy Butler is, and as good as Ben Simmons is, and as great a shooter J.J. Redick is, Joel Embiid is one of the top five players in the league, in my opinion. I know there are some who disagree. Come on, man. It's hard to disagree with that now. I mean, the guy is giving people 30. He gave Phoenix 30 and 14 in the first half. 30 and 14. And this isn't the first time that this guy's done that, scored for 30 points. You know, this is the fourth time this season that he's had 40 points in a game and 14. So I'm here to tell you that Joel, this is definitely Joel Embiid's team. And I'm not going to say it's not close because it is. These other guys are good. But in order for the 76ers to win, you got to go through Joe. Joel Embiid has to be there. You know, there was a time yesterday, I know I said that they need Joel. They suffer if Joel and Jimmy Butler aren't on the floor. I get that. And I know that this team wasn't the Phoenix Suns. You know, it was another losing team that they beat. I get that. But I have to say that what Joel Embiid showed me tonight, again, and what he showed me last night. I mean, excuse me, you know, the last night and the night before that. I'm getting my days mixed up. Proved to me that this is the big fellas team. You can't deny that. This is Joel Embiid's team, right? When I come back in the second segment, we'll talk a little bit about Ben Simmons. All right, y'all. Now, here's the deal with Ben Simmons. You know, Ben Simmons impressed me two nights ago with the jumpers that he missed. because he took the shots. He's getting a little bit more comfortable in those shots. And I expect him to make them after a while. Because you know what? You know, Ben Simmons is relaxed when he takes these shots in the warm-ups and he makes them. And the game comes and, you know, he rushes it a little bit. But the more that he takes them, he's going to make them. It just happens. You get comfortable. You get more relaxed. It becomes more fluid. You're no longer concerned about missing the shot. You're just taking the shot. So it's going to come. But last night, this guy was killing Phoenix on post-ups. Killing them. You know, he finished with a season-high 29 points, right? He had 6 assists, and when you look at that, you say, that's, you know, that below his average. He had 3 rebounds below his average. He turned the ball over 4 times. He was 15 for 23 from the foul line. Some people are going to say, whoa, that's not good, Pompey. That's not good. But I'm here to remind you that he was 8 for 12 in the first half when the Sixers were able to build a big lead. In the second half, again, he was finished 15 for 23. But there was a key stretch in the second half, and I believe it was the fourth quarter. Yeah, no, it was in the fourth quarter, where Ben Simmons made 5 straight foul shots. In 3 trips to the foul line, he made 5 straight and ended up being 5 of 6. So to me, this was a solid game for him. Now, when you look at it, the big concern about the Sixers, and I'm not putting anything out there that people don't already know. The big concern is how will Ben and Joel Embiid mesh? 2 alpha dogs. How will they mesh? Well, they meshed well yesterday. I'm here to tell you. They meshed well. You know, Ben Simmons did what he does. He posted people up. Embiid was able to make his shots from the outside. I mean, you know, he hit some shots. He only attempted 1 3-pointer. He was 1 for 1, right? But he did hit some, you know, outside J's outside of that. They looked well together. Everyone ate. It was great ball movement. I mean, when you think of it, you look at it. I mean, not just those two. J.J. Redick had 27 points. We already know Embiid had 42. Furkan Korkmaz, who got the start in place of Jimmy Butler, who missed the game with an upper respiratory infection. He had 10. T.J. McConnell had 7 off the bench. Demetrius Jackson had 8 points. On 3 for 3 shooting, he made both of his 3-pointers, and he had an alley-oop dunk. And then you got a guy like Landry Shamet, who had 5 points, right? So, you know, it was a balanced attack. Everyone ate. I mean, they got Embiid led them in the first half. It was in the first half. Embiid had 30. J.J. Redick had 14. Simmons had 14. But then what happened is in the second half, it was more or less, there was a lot more ball movement. There were a lot more, you know, taking advantage of, you know, people focusing in on Embiid. But then Embiid still managed to score 12 points in the second half. So I think that all 3 of those guys played well together. Let's talk about the third segment when we get back. We're going to talk a little bit about this trip that is about to end, my thoughts on that, and, you know, my whole thoughts on just, you know, the Sixers unit as a whole. All right, you know, this trip, road trip, was, you know, a good one for the Sixers. I know, you know, they won 3 games, they lost 2. the one game that they lost, one of the games that they lost was to Portland. To me, it was a bad loss, but also was a loss that Embiid didn't play. And like I said earlier, he is the straw that stirs the Sixers' drink. They also lost to Boston. So the 76ers have to get that together. I mean, right now, they have a 21-6 record against teams with a losing record. They are 4-12 against teams with winning records. So when you factor that in, you know, right now they just look like a team that, let's face it, they beat up on some bad squads and they lose to the good squads. But they did beat the Clippers. The Clippers are a winning team, and it was a good game. And, you know, so that's something to build on. So whereas, you know, I think the Sixers have to improve moving forward. They have to, you know, get these guys, like I said, Ben and Joel and JJ played well together. So did the supporting cast. I mean, they need to do a better job of maintaining leads. But at the same time, I think that, you know, under the circumstances, not only were they without Jimmy Butler, they were also without Wilson Chandler, another starter with the upper respiratory infection. So when you factor in that certain guys had certain roles that they normally don't have and they played well in it, you know, it kind of sort of, you know, you kind of give them a little bit of pass, but they can improve on some things. But so, you know, I think the Sixers did well. In regards to this trip, you know, it was a good one. As you guys, some of you guys know, I missed the first two games, you know, due to death in the family. But coming back, I think it was a good one once I saw the last three. But now life as a beat writer, it is 4:29 a.m. here in Phoenix. I got about 3 hours sleep last night, which is good for me on the road, good for a beat writer on the road. I'm going to hurry up and head to the the airport, which isn't too far from here. But I just wanted to, you know, give you guys a podcast. I didn't give you one yesterday, and I feel a little bit bad about that, but it was just a crazy day. It was one of those things where I wanted to hurry up and get my observations and get some stories written in advance, to whereas I stayed up all night after the game in L.A. And I went to the airport. Probably I got there around 3:30 L.A. time, and I slept on a flight. And then once I got to the hotel, I mean, my body just told me, you need to crash, you need to do something. So I slept for 2 hours. I got up, I wrote my Ben Simmons piece, and worked out for a little bit, because, you know, you got to do that. I tried to, you know, just get, you know, get some blood flowing for about, you know, 20 minutes, 30. Well, I was on there for, only did the treadmill for 30 minutes, but I had to do it. I had to do something. I had to go hard to make myself feel good about something. And then I headed over to the arena. But now I'm about to head over to the airport and, you know, look out for this. Well, of course, you're going to listen to this podcast, but also look out to my morning observations. I just completed them. But hey, y'all, thank you for listening and have a great, great day. Peace.